Hello and welcome to the Snap UK podcast. We are definitely not together in a room talking into microphones and breathing on each other because we believe in social isolation. Social isolating.
I'm socially anxious quite right now.
I'm not. I feel fine. Jim is joining us from afar because he's terrified of going outdoors like a pussy. Say hi, Jim.
Hello.
There he is. So apologies for the sound quality. If it's not great, it's because Jim couldn't be asked to be here. We have got so much to cover. CBA, free agency, laughing at the Texans. It's going to be an amazing discussion that we're going to have. So Jim's going to start us off with the CBA. Jim, tell us what you think.
Well, the CBA got signed off. The new deal got approved by the players in a vote not very many people voted for it or against it, but I've got Gary now waving at me on the camera, which is very off-putting.
Talk louder.
I'm trying to talk louder.
You've got to shout and keep the kids awake. You know the rules.
The main points of the CBA are that the regular season is going to increase from 16 to 17 games. The number of playoff teams are going to increase from 12 to 14. Only the first seed are going to get a bye. There's going to be one less preseason game, and there's going to be a bye between the third preseason game and the start of the year. Rosters are increasing from 53 players to 55 players, and players making a minimum salary are going to get $100K annual salary bump, which is all very nice. From a money point of view, the players are now going to get an increase of the revenue share. It's up to 48% from 47%. And it will go up to 48.5% once the 17th game kicks in. Now, look, 1.5% doesn't sound like a massive amount of money, but when you're talking about the billions of dollars of TV revenue that's going to come into the NFL, that's going to add up. And estimates say that the amount of money going to the players once this new CBA kicks in, once the new TV deals kicks in, is probably going to be about $100 million a year. So it's fairly sizable. And realistically, it's all for the sake of an extra game in regular season and an extra playoff team. So I actually think that the players' union has done pretty well. There's other things that come along with it as well in terms of lesser fines or lesser suspensions for marijuana cases. And also, any kind of marijuana case now is going to be decided by a neutral decision maker. So Roger Goodell is not going to have the final say over suspension. So quite a lot there for the players. More stuff for retired players in terms of benefits of health insurance and pensions, and all for the sake of playing, one or maybe two extra games if you get to the playoffs.
Do we actually think, though, that the revenue will go up as we're about to head into a worldwide depression? So is that actually going to be an increase or not? Because, there are going to be serious issues worldwide, I know it's a bit of a heavy question to ask, but
I think it's a perfectly fair question. I think the first part of that question needs to be, do you think there'll be a season? I mean, anyone?
Yeah, I mean, look, sooner or later, we're going to get through this thing, and one way or another, sports are going to come
all right,
back
Daniel Bedingfield.
In my life. Sorry?
Said, all right, Daniel Bedingfield. He had to get through this.
And you're in your bedroom.
One way or another, look, sports are going to carry on. Sports are going to be on TV. People are going to watch sports on TV. TV companies are going to pay the NFL a lot of money. I don't think everything's going to, all the work that's gone into building the NFL and building TV audience is suddenly going to fall by the wayside. The money is still there. It will come back eventually. And players, I think, will get more. They're going to get a bigger revenue, so it's all good news for them, I think.
Why did so many of the players vote against this? It only passed by about 150 votes or something, didn't it?
It was tight.
Yeah, it wasn't by many. I think the biggest reason was probably it was some of the bigger players, Aaron Rodgers, JJ Watts, were pretty anti it. And I think, those big personalities that have a big influence in the dressing room, especially over younger players who haven't been around the block so much, so I reckon that probably had a massive influence. But realistically, when you think about it from an agent's point of view, more money going to the players means more commission for them, and one of the first people that a young player is going to turn to is going to be their agent, and their agent's going to go, sign it off, say yes, because we're all going to get more money, whoopee.
Well, I thought it was always going to pass, so
okay, well, I'm glad we've covered the CBA. Now we get to move on to the fun stuff, because no one gives a rat's about the CBA, because the owners always get what they want in the long run. So we need to talk free agency and all the fun of the fair, and we have to start with Bill O'Brien and the Texans. Does anybody want to lead me off with what Bill O'Brien and the Texans have done?
Does he know that guns are very legal in Texas?
He probably will find that out.
Because, like, that is a scary place to be if you keep making this amount of mistakes. Like, does he not understand how this works?
I'm not sure he does.
Because he's really mad.
So to clarify the position, the Texans received David Johnson and
they received nothing.
Basically, there
was that Thanos gif was just literally doing the rounds for about 48 hours.
What did it cost?
It cost me nothing.
Nothing. Now, what round pick did they get? A fourth or a fifth?
Fourth. It was a second and a fourth.
A second and a fourth.
It was a second and a move of the fourth by about 13 places, I believe, wasn't it not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
A second and
it wasn't an addition.
A move up in the fourth.
They just moved up in the fourth.
And David Johnson and his massive salary.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
And
yeah.
They traded all that for
DeAndre Hopkins and a fifth.
The
round.
Best wide receiver in football.
Yeah.
And a fifth rounder.
Yeah.
Fourth rounder.
Now, for comparison purposes, last year we sat here and slaughtered the Giants for trading away Beckham to the Browns. And
looks like a good move.
Currently looks like a good move. This is an awful move for Deshaun Watson, no?
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be happy, is he? Because, you know, through his career at Houston, DeAndre Hopkins has had 30% of his total receptions. And let's face it, the only other, you know, they've got Kenny Stills there, they've got Will Fuller there, but Will Fuller's only fit 50% of the time. DeAndre Hopkins is literally the best player on the team, I would say.
But, Jim, they've gone out and replaced him with Randall Cobb.
Great. Randall Cobb's a great bit player, but he's not a number one wide receiver, is he?
Well, they've now got three number two receivers.
Are you going to guess how old he is now, Jim?
Is he 31?
No, he's 29, would you believe?
I didn't realise he was that young, but still, you know, that's past your...
That's because he hasn't been good since 2016.
Yeah.
He's been determined to thumb that one in.
DeAndre Hopkins is, what, 27?
Yeah.
And the face of the franchise.
Yeah. Have you seen they've been showing the interaction between him and a Cardinals coach last year, when one of the Cardinals coaches went up to him and went, "Just to let you know, you're the best wide receiver in the league," and he turned around and went, "I know," and he now plays for them.
Yeah, but so the main beneficiary here are Arizona fans and Kyler Murray, right?
Well, yes, yeah. Of course. You know, and the people that aren't very happy are definitely Niners fans. We do not like this. You know, he's got Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, this is my
DeAndre Hopkins. So he's just going to look for dreadlocks.
How dangerous does Larry Fitzgerald become now that you know the other team have to cover DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, more. He's still
more
40.
Dangerous.
Yeah, he's 40, but he's Larry Fitzgerald.
The aging process doesn't seem to affect him as much as it does normal humans.
Just him and Brady. Okay, so Bill O'Brien, we've discovered, is a rubbish GM and shouldn't be allowed to run a franchise, correct? We're all fairly agreed on that.
Well, when you look down the list of what he's done, Cobb, nobody's excited by that, and yet they're paying him $27 million with $18.75 million guaranteed.
Wow.
Yeah. They've got John's favourite, Kai Fairbairn. They've managed to re-sign him, which is a good move. He's a good kicker.
Yeah, good kicker, yeah.
Darren Fells hasn't really done anything at tight end. You know, $7 million for 2 years. That's cheap, really.
As well.
You know, AJ McCarron, again, you know, Paul loves a good backup.
Yeah, but he's one of the worst backups.
$3.75 million.
We've never seen football.
Let me clarify what I mean by that is he couldn't be less like Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah.
So if Deshaun Watson goes down injured, you have to change your whole team the way it plays for AJ McCarron.
Yeah.
And then they have re-signed Bradley Roby at cornerback for a big contract, $36 million to stay. So he's done maybe like one good thing, and then the rest of the time he's just... Apparently they're trying to get their draft capital back from last year, but it hasn't really done anything.
Yeah, and that's the biggest problem now, isn't it? Because, okay, yeah, they got a second-round pick back from Arizona, but they've still got no first-round pick this year. They've still
got
no
two twos
next year. They've got two twos, but they've got so many holes to fill on that offensive line that Laramie Tunsil can't fill.
I don't know. A Desmond could fill those holes.
Wrong. But, you know, it's not just this move as well. It's a Laramie Tunsil move last year. Okay, yes, you've got a great left tackle, but at what cost? You know, Jadeveon Clowney's left, and they only got a third for him and carried on paying some of his wages. You know,
they could try and re-sign him.
He's a good coach, but it just seems like he's a terrible, terrible, terrible GM.
He wants to be Belichick, right? He just wants to be Belichick.
Obviously, yeah.
And it's not going to work.
Yeah.
There's only one Belichick. It's not a chant I like to get into, but there is. Okay.
There's quite a few Belichicks.
That would be an awful chant as well.
There's only one Bill Belichick. Oh, it doesn't work,
a couple of beers, you'd have no chance.
No, you wouldn't. Right, let us move away from the Texans and move to the second bit of what I didn't think was surprising news, but seems to have upset a lot of people. Tom Brady, no longer a Patriot. Despite posting a tweet saying "forever a Patriot," he's gone and signed for the Bucks and Bruce Arians and their wide receiving core. And I think it's a good move for everybody. The Patriots need to move on. The Bucks need to replace Winston and go for win now before Arians retires. Is this the best move that could have happened?
I'd have preferred to have been at the Colts.
Well, I don't know. I really would have liked to have seen Brady in Vegas. That's just me. In terms of supporting a new franchise going somewhere like Vegas, with, you know, with all the hype around it, I think that would have been a good move for the sport. And I don't think Carr is wanted in Vegas. And actually, I think Carr would have been quite a good fit for the Patriots and may still be. So I still think Brady in Vegas with all the other old people like Celine Dion and Elton John doing all of their shows would have fitted right in. So I don't know. I still think that would have been an interesting thing for him to have gone and done.
To be fair, there's lots of old people in Florida as well.
there are a lot of old people in Florida. Jim, what's your take on this? Do you think Brady's landed in the best spot for him rather than the sport?
I mean, yeah, he's got a lot of good wide receivers and a good tight end with him, but that offensive line's terrible. The running game isn't amazing.
Well, grip. Jim, have you heard that apparently they're after Todd Gurley?
That'll make it better. But Bruce Arians is a good coach. He's, you know, he's worked with a kind of a stellar list of quarterbacks from Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning. Now he gets to work with Tom Brady. I forgot to mention Jameis Winston in there.
Carson Palmer.
But the thing about Bruce Arians is his game plan is primarily kind of like big deep balls, quite frankly.
I mean, that happens as you get older.
And as you get older, you lose that ability to throw those deep balls. So I don't know if it's going to have to be a change in game plan. I think players like Tom Brady, I would prefer to see him retire because I think this could tarnish his reputation. You think about like when Michael Jordan went to the Washington Wizards in basketball. No one wants to see that. Bow out gracefully and, you know.
Yeah, but Joe Montana went to Kansas. You know, there's Kansas and went to the playoffs 3 out of 4 years or 2 out of 3 years or something, didn't he?
I genuinely think Brady can march this team to the playoffs. I think the team is good enough if they can keep him upright.
Such a tough division to say that.
Yeah, but he's either going to be the best or worst quarterback in this division this year. Jim?
Am I talking?
Well, I was pointing at you, but you clearly have nothing to say.
No. He's either going to be best or worst, but that division is tough. Gary's right for a change. That's
Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
I see he's grown a pair of those big balls. Now he's further away.
And we ought to mention the fourth quarterback in that division will not be Cam Newton. It will be Teddy Bridgewater, who has signed a $63 million deal.
$33 million guaranteed.
9 touchdowns to 2 interceptions last year in 5 games. There are always going to be concerns about his durability. That is going to persist for his career. But I'm delighted that he's getting a shot. And
I think Carolina could be the team to miss out in that division this year just because they've binned off everybody else as well. They're clearly rebuilding. But 2 years from now, this could be an awesome team with Teddy at the helm.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for Teddy because he's, you know, he doesn't have Michael Thomas anymore. And, you know, when you're... He's still, five games in, what, yep. 3 years?
Six games in 3 years.
Six games in 3 years. I mean, you've got McCaffrey, you know, whatever, but it's a team on the rebuild, a new coach.
Jim, do you know what picks they've got in the draft? Because it'd be interesting to see if they've got likely to be able to pick up one of these, you know, exciting new wide receivers. Because there does seem to be some coming out of the draft this year.
Yeah, they definitely will. They've got, I think, I can't remember, they're 7th or 8th in the first round. So either that, or they can pick up a really good offensive tackle. Because like you say, Bridgewater is injury prone. He is always going to have that tag. So protecting him could be key. One thing that is a little bit surprising is that it seems to be a really messy divorce with Cam Newton.
So, I know all about them. Fucking hell. Yeah. Well, he's got nothing on me.
Well, it came out yesterday that, you know, Cam has been allowed to seek a trade, and Cam kind of threw back on Twitter in very odd language that it's not him seeking a trade, it's that the Panthers don't want him anymore. And that was then followed by the Teddy signing. So it's going to be really difficult for Cam Newton to get a trade just because of his injury problems. Now, I could see them in a couple of weeks are going to have to cut Cam Newton and someone will pick him up.
Well, I saw a thing where they basically said what the Panthers are trying to do is see if they can get any value for him. So they're trying to understand if there is two teams that are interested in Cam and trying to make one of those two teams pay for him. If not, they're going to have to dump him. So that's what they're trying to understand. So they're putting it out there. Come and talk to us if you want him, because if there's two of you, then we might be able to get something. If not, we're just going to let him go. Allen as well.
For what it's worth, I think he's ending up at the Bears.
Up at the Bears.
Not the Bears. I think he's going to end up moving to somewhere like the Bengals to tutor while Burrows is there.
I think he's going
to
end up like just on the block with Jameis Winston, just like drinking some Orangeade or something.
Basically, what I'm getting at is I don't want him at the Patriots. I just don't want Cam Newton at the Patriots. I don't think he will fit with what we do. Same with Jameis. They just won't fit. So it might sound like a good idea because they've got potential, but they won't fit with that way. They're not Belichick players, are they?
He's not a Belichick character.
He's not going to the Patriots, Griff. I wouldn't worry about that. One team that I think he's going to go to is the Chargers. Yes, they came out today and said they're going to run with Tyra Taylor, but that's literally just a message to the Panthers saying, we're not going to trade for him. You're going to have to release him.
Well, Chargers have got a terrible logo. He's a terrible dresser. It's a great fit.
You have to run with Tyra Taylor because when he was throwing for Cleveland last year, he was fucking rubbish.
There's two things here I'd like to point out. Firstly, I did say Cam Newton wouldn't be the Panthers quarterback next year. I said to you that halfway through last season because it just wasn't going to happen. And secondly, if he goes and competes with Tyrod Taylor, Tyrod Taylor will play more games at quarterback than Cam Newton next year because Cam is not going to see out a 16-game campaign. It's not going to happen. I think Tyrod's probably, at the moment, an equally good quarterback.
Yeah. We have mentioned it, so I think we should now move on to one of the funniest things that has happened so far in free agency, and that is the Chicago Bears. So again, somebody there is managing to make some terrible decisions. So Nick Foles, who is awful, apart from you know, in RPO and in Philadelphia, as we all know and we all acknowledge, you know. So apparently they are going to restructure his deal, which means they're going to pay him fuck all. Yeah. And then they've signed Jimmy Graham, who can now no longer block.
I didn't even know this one.
He can't block.
Oh, my God.
He can't, wait till I tell you how much he's getting paid. Yeah? So he can't block. He can't run.
And he's caught 20 balls in three years.
He can't get separation. He gets the odd touchdown. And they're going to pay him, for 2 years, $16 million. Like, what is that about?
It's just ridiculous. It's bad management all round from the Bears. Somebody was saying on another podcast, it's like the Bears need to go back to being awful because they feel comfortable.
Well, they've spent more money on the defence. So Quinn has agreed to a $70 million dollar extension.
So that's Robert Quinn from the Cowboys, who's had 1.5 good seasons in 4 years.
$30 million guaranteed, yeah. And then Danny Trevathan.
Trevathan.
Yeah, that'll do. 21 or $22 million extension.
Good player.
Danny Trevathan's a good player.
I think they're both good players, but they seem to be spending a lot on the defence. But that offence is just poor. That offence is, you know, just getting worse. Trubisky could end up at the Pats. What do you reckon, Jim?
Fuck.
No. Look, back to Nick Foles. Yes, he's never played very well outside of Philadelphia. But when he was drafted by Philadelphia, he was drafted by Andy Reid, who had Matt Nagy with him on the coaching teams. He went to play in Kansas. He had Matt Nagy in Kansas. So who knows? This could be the thing that actually makes Nick Foles play better outside Philadelphia than he has in previous destinations, because he is used to that system.
I do not think that he will be able to dethrone, and that is a very bold thing to say about Mitch Trubisky. There is no, I think Mitch Trubisky is definitely the better quarterback out of Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky.
So what we're saying is that...
No. I'm not having that. Nick Foles has won the Super Bowl and got the team to the playoffs the following year as well. Mitch Trubisky has been nothing but a bust. Mitch Trubisky is a bust. He's a number two pick that a team moved up for, and he's got worse every year. He's a bust.
I still think he's a better player than Nick Foles right now.
Oh, Christ, no.
I do think right now.
No. Nick Foles will start the season. Trubisky won't be starting under centre.
Who's going to turn up at the Jags, though? Because they're not really going to go with mate Gardner.
I think they're rolling with Minshew Mania.
I worry they're going to show... Well, I don't worry because I hate the Jags, and I think they're going to go with Gardner, and I'm going to laugh my tits off for the whole year.
That'll take a while.
That must just be for money and merchandising. Yes. Yeah. He is terrible.
He's bad, but he's... he sells shirts.
Jim?
He's insanely popular here.
What do you think, Jim?
I agree. They're going to go with Minshew. He's cheap, and he's... Serviceable.
Some of these quarterbacks that are left out there will turn up somewhere. Jameis Winston, as much as he threw 30 interceptions last year, and I am aware, fully aware, that he threw 30 interceptions last year. I understand what that means. I understand how it happened, where it happened, but he was the league leader in yardage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He threw for over 5,000 yards.
How many games did they win? 7, 8?
That's not...
No. How many games did they win? I'm just asking. 7 or 8.
But somebody will believe that they can stop him throwing interceptions. Someone will put...
Somebody will be wrong.
Someone will put Jameis in a team.
If he was 5 years older, would Gruden be looking at him going, I can change him?
Well, he may well still even now turn up at Vegas. I think Carr is still a possibility.
I happen
for
to
the
think
Patriots.
That Carr is the most. Well, Carr and Dalton are the two most likely to be at the Patriots, and I think the Patriots will go with Stidham, and they want someone else there in case it doesn't work.
Winston in Vegas, yeah. You come for the casino, you're completely smashed.
You can go home with a game ball.
Like, you know, literally, you know, that's action all game, isn't it?
Yeah. It's both drama. And comedy.
Because without Breeze, Rivers, Brady retiring,
yeah,
and the new draft class coming through, we are getting extremely quarterback heavy in this league.
Yeah.
It's becoming very difficult to see where they all fit.
Yeah, one or two. I mean, basically, Brady, Rivers, Breeze have outlived...
Roethlisberger.
Yeah, they're outliving their expectancy. So now there's a bit of a... Until they go, there's a blockage. But... I just think Winston's going to end up as a Fitzmagic style backup that appears once a season for a few games, throws a few picks, and gets benched.
Do you put him in the Bengals?
Not if you're serious about moving the franchise forward. No,
he's going to end up somewhere. He's going to end up somewhere.
He won't be starting at the start of the season. He'll come on somewhere, but he's not going to be starting. Just it's not going to happen.
I think he will end up starting somewhere.
Okay, so we need to take the Derek Carr comment and mention the fact that the Raiders have signed Marcus Mariota as backup on backup money.
Yeah,
Mariota's just watched the comeback player of the year take over his position at the Titans. Is this a possibility that if they start the season 0-2 or 1-3, Mariota comes in and plays and and actually outplays Carr?
Well, I still wonder if Carr goes and whether somebody else, whether it be...
They've got Peterman still.
Well, for now. But I still think there is potential that Carr goes and Mariota and somebody else really go at it for that job.
Oh, Mariota and Winston. Oh, well, it's a match made in hell.
You could see Gruden just going, knock on wood, knock on wood. Jim?
Yeah, I could see Mariota being the starter in Las Vegas. I think Gruden's got a massive hard on for him since he worked with him when Mariota...
Is that what Woody's knocking on? Christ almighty.
Jim sat there in like a sauna or something, to be fair.
Yeah, I know, it's lovely, isn't it? Mariota's Gruden's guy, I think. I think Gruden's over the moon to get him, and I could genuinely see Mariota starting for the Raiders and Derek Carr going somewhere else. I think the Pats could get Derek Carr quite cheaply.
I'd take him. I think if we got Derek Carr, that's as good a transition as you could hope for as a Patriots fan. Do you not think, like, to go to another established franchise face type quarterback? He's not. I'm not saying he's as good, but you know.
Well, there's a lot of talk that they like the way that Stidham throws a ball. Apparently, he throws a beautiful ball.
Yeah,
I keep hearing that.
Yes,
are you hearing that,
yes,
Michael?
I'm hearing that if they have to go with Stidham, they will. But, and I said this to John and Gary beforehand, if they go with Stidham, apparently they want to sign Alex Smith to back him up if Smith can move.
Jim, because we've already told him this is ridiculous.
Alex Smith's not playing football ever again.
It's like an echo, isn't he? It's like an echo.
It is like an echo. We're just going to put him on a shelf next to Ryan Shazier and the two of them can just watch.
Oh,
I'm just telling you what I read. That's I don't disagree. It's just that the list after that went Brian Hoyer, Jacoby Brissett, and then, like, nobody's. And it's like, I think if you can get Carr, you can't turn it down.
Yeah.
And it's the same, I've said it before, with Andy Dalton. I said last year, if Brady moves, I'd take Dalton, because we went 12-4 with a guy who was a league average quarterback last year. I know it was Brady, but his stats were league average. Well, Dalton's league average every year. So you think Belichick is going to get something out of him. Don't forget, he hasn't been great, but he's been not great at an awful franchise. Dalton's better than he gets to be. So
yeah,
I would take either Carr or Dalton.
See, I think, you know, you mentioned Jacoby Brissett. Takes us on to an interesting point at the Colts.
Yeah.
I know we've stuck with mainly quarterbacks at the moment. We'll go on to some of the other key headline, you know, free agency moves a bit later. We're into quarterback mode now.
Philip Rivers van.
Rivers for a year, you know. So they basically, they've got Jacoby Brissett on like $20 million. Yeah.
He's not much this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was front loaded. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So they paid him a lot of money last year. So they're clearly not sure on Jacoby Brissett. And they're clearly, with a one-year deal, not too sure about Philip Rivers. So they're basically just going, we really don't know, but we don't think we'll get one of the talents coming out of the draft. That is it. Jim?
Well, they're not getting any talents coming out of the draft now because of the trade they made earlier in the day. So they were one of the favourites to, you know, draft a quarterback with, I think it was the 13th pick in the first round, but that's just not happening now because they gave it to the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, I can't even talk about this.
I love the trade. I really like it.
You couldn't keep Armstead and Buckner.
Get rid of Armstead.
Exactly.
Buckner is the far superior player. Far, far, far superior.
I don't know enough about the two.
I would say there is levels above. DeForest Buckner is one of the best tackles in the league.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's going to get paid $20 million+ a year. The 49ers have got to pay George Kittle next year. They've got to, at some point, also pay for Nick Bosa. They can't afford to keep Buckner as well. They've got a really good deal by getting a first round pick, number 13 in the draft, a defensive tackle. That's an amazing deal.
Well, they've done it because we've got Solomon Thomas to bring back in, who is still better than average.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the reason why they've done it. But I really like DeForest Buckner.
I do as well. I think he's a great player, and I think he's going to do very well for the Colts. But
he's a beast.
I think, in terms of John Lynch, he's pulled off an amazing deal there.
Do you think Bill O'Brien might be watching, thinking, oh, hang on, well, I've made an error?
The thing is, we do now have two first-round picks, having got to the Super Bowl. So we have the 13th and the 31st in the draft now, which
and I think the other,
we'll trade one of those away, I think.
the other thing there, Gary, is, you know, we haven't got many picks after the first draft, after the first round, sorry. So I reckon they'll use the 13th pick on a wide receiver, and then they'll trade down from the 31st pick and probably pick up, you know, maybe a 2 or maybe a 3 and try and supplement the team that way as well.
Yeah, I still think we might still go for an offensive lineman if there's one there, just because they just don't trust Jimmy G enough of that ball. That just might, yeah, that might be me. That'd be the other option, I'd say.
So, quickly back to Philip Rivers. So, he's now going to be behind the best O-line graded from last year. And we know that he does play better when he gets 5 seconds to set up that sidearm throw down the field. My concern for him is, beyond T.Y. Hilton, who is he going to throw to?
Yeah, but they have got so much cap space. We don't know what they're going to finish doing yet.
No, no.
They've signed Anthony Costanzo, another offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's just 33. Like, I think this Colts team, they've got a huge amount of cap space. Like, this Colts team over the next 2 years is going to be one to watch until Philip Rivers just realises game's a bit close, goes a bit missing, throws a couple of interceptions that just deny them some glory. You know, because, you know, that's going to happen. You know, like, if Brady had gone to the Colts, man, that would have been... That's where he should have gone.
Yeah.
Brady at the Colts. He could have won another Super Bowl, definitely.
I agree with you, but I think actually he was happy to keep out of the AFC. He didn't want to face Belichick.
Well, he's a pussy.
Right. Are there any more quarterback news that we need to get to? Any other quarterbacks of interest? All right, we're ready to move on.
I think let's move on. Any other quarterback stuff we haven't covered? Jimmy G is obviously staying at San Francisco. There was rumours that Brady might go there. Brady's first choice, apparently, but we turned him down.
It was his first choice. It was never going to happen.
No.
Right.
Jim's got nothing to add.
Jim, he's not quick enough to jump in here, is he?
I had a quick look at quarterbacks on the left. And there's nothing of interest, so no, move on.
Okay. The Rams have replaced Dante Fowler with Leonard Floyd, and Fowler has gone and signed for the Falcons, which immediately makes the Falcons better in a position that they were terrible at last year. They only generated 28 sacks all season. So the Falcons are at least attempting to fix that problem. They cut Devonta Freeman from the offense, which they had to do because he'd been terrible for 2 years.
Just so expensive.
And expensive. And you've got to be thinking, Matt Ryan is now, what, 34? 34, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
They've got to rebuild quickly if they want another go at losing in the Super Bowl, right?
I just think that division's going to be so tough. I don't see them coming out of that division this year.
No, neither do I. It'll be the Saints or the Bucks, but...
There'll be two coming out of that division again, I think.
There should be. Last year we sat here and said about the AFC North, and it was barely one that crept out of there in the end. Where else do we want to look? Chris Harris to the Chargers? That's a move.
Yeah, well, it helps their helps their defense, doesn't it? Which is the only good thing going for them.
Yeah, it's the stronger side of the ball.
They also re-signed Eckler, didn't they?
Austin Eckler got paid.
He got paid,
and rightly so. Melvin Gordon, where's he going to end up? Because he's going to end up somewhere.
Bucks.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Maybe if they don't get Gurley.
Actually, sorry, Griff, I thought of another quarterback news.
It's not Case Keenum, is it?
No. Kirk Cousins got a 2-year extension, and he's getting even more money now. Yeah. So Kirk Cousins' good total career earnings...
$200 million, baby!
Fucking hell. What? It's just...
Sorry, Jim, did I steal your thunder?
He still hasn't accomplished anything.
Ah. No, but he's got a heck of an agent.
Agent, yes, he has. Yeah, you're quite right.
Maybe you should have had him, Jimmy. You might have got a job in less than 4 months.
Arsehole. Griff, what do you reckon of the Stephon Diggs trade?
Well, firstly, again, it makes Bill O'Brien look like an idiot, which I love. I don't know. Do you know, my first thought was, it's a great move for... the quarterback. It's a great move for Josh Allen, because the more weapons you put on the field that can compensate for the slight inaccuracies, the better it is for Josh Allen. So you've now got Diggs running intermediate to deep, Beasley running just shallow routes, and what's his
Brown.
Name? John Brown
just legging it down the field. And you can throw the ball up and all three of those guys can adjust to catch the ball more or less wherever you put it. But I followed that thought immediately with, there is no way on God's green earth that Stephon Diggs wanted to go to Buffalo. And the Vikings basically said, if you're going to disrupt us, we will send you somewhere.
That is not true. So apparently the Vikings did not want to lose Diggs, despite the fact he's a massive bell end. Yeah. So, and apparently they were quite clear on this. They think he's a good player. They think he was good value. And apparently the Bills just kept coming back and went, well, we'll just add another pick. And they just kept adding picks until the point where the Vikings went, all right, well, I don't think we can really turn this down. So that's what they did, as far as I'm aware. Jim, do you know any more than I do?
No, that sounds about right. I like the addition of Diggs. That's actually what they needed. They were going to go wide receiver in the draft anyway. Instead of getting a prospect, which might be shit, they've got a player who's proved to be a good player. I also like some of the other moves that the Bills have made. They've really strengthened their defensive line. They've signed Mario Addison. They've brought in Vernon Butler, defensive tackle, and Quinton Jefferson as well, defensive end. It's not, you know...
Josh Norman.
None of those players are, like, top players, but they all add depth. And, you know, if you're an offensive lineman playing against the Bills' defensive line at the moment, and you see them continually rotating in fresh guys to come and beat you up, you're going to get really tired, you're going to get really knackered, you get really depressed, and your quarterback's going to get sacked.
Can they afford Melvin Gordon? Because they need a running back.
They
need a running back, don't they, the Bills?
Yeah, they need depth.
Singleton's all right.
But they proved to be good.
Yeah, he did okay. I'm not sure you'd say he's definitely an RB1.
I think they will roll with Singletary this year and see if he can carry the load.
Well, they made playoffs last year. If they could go away and get a top 10 running back, you're telling me they wouldn't do it if they can afford it?
Yeah, maybe.
And he's a free agent.
I'm just saying, I don't think anybody wants to pay running backs.
Well, I'm not saying they want to pay him, but, you know.
It's possible.
They paid the juice, didn't they?
The juice, yes, they did. My hearing needs checking out. So, Calais Campbell, 31.5 sacks over the last 3 years at the Jags, has moved to, bearing in mind the Jags are getting shitter as we talk about this, I'm sure they're just going downhill, has moved to the Ravens. This is a great sign-in for the Ravens and an awfully big loss for the Jags.
Yeah.
What do we think? He's 33, but he's played 16 games in 5 straight seasons. This is a monster.
It's another Thanos moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
We gave up nothing. A fifth rounder. I know he's expensive and getting older, but that is still...
You get 2 years out of him.
A fifth rounder.
Do you know that fifth round pick also came from trading away their backup kicker last year to the Vikings?
Oh, yeah. What was his name? The Viking sounding fella.
Kavich? Cares.
That's him. Who then got cut. Yeah.
But, you know...
Yeah, he got cut straight away.
These big... You know, if their knees are okay, you know, these big linemen, you know, they don't lose quite as much as some of the backs and the wide receivers, do they? And the cornerbacks. Because, you know, it's all about how they react, how they grapple, how they wrestle, all these different things that they learn over. Experience counts for a lot at the line. You know, you don't lose it quite as quickly there as you do out wide.
No, it's a good point. And Calais Campbell's game's never been built on speed. It's been built on power, and he's not lost anything there. So, yeah, I think it's an amazing acquisition for the Ravens. The other thing they did was to trade Hayden Hurst to the Falcons for a second-round pick. Now, Hayden Hurst is probably, their second or third tight end?
Third, probably, yeah.
And to get a second-round pick for your third tight end, that's pretty decent business.
Yeah, not bad. There's no surprise there that Gary and Jim would favour players who are built for power over speed, by the way.
I know a lot of women that favour power over speed as well.
I don't know those women. Here's one that I want to know what everybody thinks. AJ Green's been franchise tagged by the Bengals. Is he starting for the Bengals this season?
He will. Well, I think he will with Burrow. I didn't say day one.
No, week one, like first game of the season, whenever that might be, Joe Burrow's to AJ Green. Is it a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Jimmy, you're right. You seem to be losing it a bit.
I was laughing at the fact that Griff was getting mixed up with day one and week one, as if it makes a difference. The rumour was that Joe Burrow has told the Bengals that he wants AJ Green there next year, so... Yeah, they're gonna bring in a franchise quarterback, and he said, "I want to work with AJ Green." And you know, franchise tag him. see if he's fit, and then you can get rid of him next year, or you can extend his contract.
But what about what AJ Green wants?
Well, I don't think that matters.
Neither do I, but then you've got an unhappy player who's just not going to be productive.
Well, I think, you know, it depends how they sell it, don't they? You know, is it the start of a new dawn in Cincinnati? I would say no, but, you know, you just never know.
It seems unlikely given the franchise's history, doesn't it? Right, where else should we look?
Cowboys.
Yeah,
Dak. The Cowboys. We didn't talk about Dak getting franchise tagged.
Goes for gold. So
33 million.
And he gets to keep Amari Cooper on $100 million over, what was it, five years?
100
million over 5 years for Amari Cooper. They had to keep Cooper. They had to keep Dak. They got Zeke sorted out last year. What more can they do? This is...
He got $40 million at signing, Amari Cooper.
It's not bad.
$40 million.
It's all right.
Wow.
And he's not done that much, really, has he? Like, you wouldn't... Amari Cooper or DeAndre Hopkins, which one are you going to take?
Oh, DeAndre Hopkins, but Amari Cooper's in the next tier down. He's not a million miles away.
Yeah,
but were we really putting him in top 10 when he was at the Raiders? Because I don't remember ever putting him as a top 10.
At the
top
Raiders?
15, top 15, he's I wouldn't top 10.
Even when he's at the Raiders, he'd have two good games a year where he'd get like 250 yards and four touchdowns or something ridiculous, and then he'd be absolutely anonymous. But we forget this was one of the worst Raiders teams that's ever taken onto a football pitch. I don't think you can judge him on the Raiders days.
I agree. I think the rapport is there with Dak, and that's important. And I think if you've got to account for all three of those players, Dak, Zeke and Amari Cooper, that's difficult for a defense.
I think the Cowboys will remain competitive, but they won't quite get to the level people expect them to.
They signed Gerald McCoy as well, didn't they?
They
did. From the Panthers. Look, he's not a massive disruptive player anymore, but it's not like he doesn't contribute. They lost Quinn, as we discussed. I think McCoy fits in and pretty much does the same job. It's going to be a similar number of sacks, and you know, it's not quite like for like, but it's not a massive drop off.
Are we going to talk about the fact that the Jags are basically trying to spend loads of money, have very few draft picks, and give away all their best players? Because obviously AJ Boye has also gone to the Broncos. I don't understand what's going on at the Jags. Jim, maybe you can explain it to me, because I've got literally no idea. They've now got Gardner Minshew, Leonard Fournette, who doesn't want to be there now, and I can't work out what else is there.
There's nothing else there. And they've only got $17 million in cap space.
That's what I mean. They're just spending money. Oh, it's just mad.
Yeah, I don't understand where that money's going, because you look down that roster and there's no...
They're still paying Blake Bortles.
There's no star player. No. Sorry?
I wondered if they were just still paying Blake just for the old times.
Well, potentially, yeah. But you're right. They've got the franchise tag on Yannick Ngakoue, but he doesn't want to be there, so... If someone comes in with a decent offer for him, you can see Ngakoue being moved off as well. Other than that, if I was a Jags fan, I'd probably be pretty depressed right now. Although they won't be, because they love Gardner Minshew.
that is not a reason.
People are stupid, you know.
All right.
Yes.
Another team that has struggled over the last couple of years, but is looking to rebuild, and we just spoke about AJ Boye, the Broncos. Like, they seem to have found their quarterback that they're happy with at the end of last year, Drew Locke. He did better than I thought he would do on a not great team.
I thought Drew Locke looked okay coming out of the draft.
Because they're cutting Joe Flacco.
Yeah, so again, this could be a landing spot for someone, couldn't it? They're not going to take another youngster, are they?
No. So one of those veterans that we talked about earlier, Jameis.
Cam.
Possibly to push Drew Locke. I think that's a good spot. I would say Jameis there, that fits for me.
Carr?
I think you only take Carr if you don't think Drew Locke is the future. Carr is only going to go somewhere that he can start day one. He's not going to go and compete, is he? So, I don't know. I
think Cam there wouldn't be a bad, you know, he throws the ball pretty hard anyway. You know, mile high, he'd throw it a bloody mile, wouldn't he?
Yes, you would think so. They have lost their fullback out of Denver, though. Yanovich has gone to the Browns.
Yep.
There's not that many out-and-out fullbacks left in the league. So when they move, you've got to think the team is looking to use them. So the Browns are obviously looking for
someone who can open holes and get Chubb and Hunt really up and running.
Yeah. And of course, they've lost Chris Harris, but they've signed Boye. I think the Broncos might be good. But sorry.
Yeah, just coming back to your Jameis Winston point, you know, John Elway has got a great track record of bringing in quarterbacks. So, yeah, bring in Jameis Winston, that completes the set. One of the other things to consider, though, they made a really shrewd signing, and this isn't flashy at all, but they brought in Graham Glasgow, the offensive guard, paid him a lot of money, but that offensive line has been pretty bad for the last 3, 4, 5 years. So solidifying that in front of a rookie quarterback is a decent move.
$44 million, though.
Yeah.
That's a heavy price to pay.
Yeah, but... you know, it's been bad, and they've got decent running backs. So if that offensive line can actually, you know, yield some holes for them to dart through, then great.
How many teams are looking for offensive linemen? A lot.
So many.
Anybody think the Lions have done anything worthwhile?
No.
They've signed a lot of ex-Patriots players. Kyle Van Noy.
Chase Daniel.
Did he end up at the Dolphins? Did I misread that?
Dolphins, sorry.
Danny Shelton. I don't get what the Lions are trying to do. But, yeah, the Chase McDaniel signing I like, because when Stafford went down last year, their season was over. But other than that, it doesn't look like the Lions are doing anything of value. Just very strange. Time Jamie Collins is never any good outside of New England.
That's like, it's two former Patriots players, isn't it? Jamie Collins and Danny Shelton. So, you know, Matt Patricia's got a history of both of them. And it's a similar story in Miami as well, where, you know, he seems to be signing a lot of ex-Patriots players. And we know there's history of the fact that Patriots players are great when they're with the Patriots, but they're terrible as soon as they leave Foxborough.
Well, it's what Tennessee were doing a couple of years ago, and it's taken them bringing in Tannehill and dropping the Patriots to be good.
You're just turning yourself into, and this is a very British reference, but the Everton of the NFL, aren't you? Because they just take players that used to be top level, pay loads of money for them, and then pretend to their fans that things might be okay. And it's always just disappointing.
It's very true.
It's true.
In Green Bay, they've let Jimmy Graham go, which, you know, no great loss.
Smart.
Here's the thing I don't like that Green Bay have done. They've allowed Brian Bulaga to leave in free agency. And that concerns me, because Aaron Rodgers needs protection. I know he scrambles, but he's not... this is Aaron Rodgers now, not Aaron Rodgers 5 years ago when he could escape everybody. And Bulaga was one of the best O-linemen in the last five years.
Apparently, they're going to sign Rick Wagner.
Okay.
Have you seen that, Jim?
Yeah, but he's a tackle, not a guard. I agree. It's like, when you've got like the Vikings, the Bears, and the Lions, even the Lions, they've all got pretty decent defences, and they all focus a lot of their salary into pass rushes as well. So if I was Green Bay, if I was a Green Bay supporter, Duncan, I'd be a little bit worried about, you know, pass rushes, especially up the middle.
What do we think of Chris Jones getting franchise tagged at the Chiefs? Because he said he didn't want to be.
He's not very happy, is he? No. He thinks he should be paid.
He deserves to be paid as well.
He does.
He's been awesome.
But, you know, if you want to win Super Bowls, everybody can't get paid, can they?
No, they cannot. So they're letting McCoy walk away, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
I think he's done in the league, by the way, LeSean McCoy.
Well, you know, they've only had to pay Damian Williams $2.3 million. So, you know, there was a lot expected of him at the start of last year. He didn't really, you know, kind of show up as we would have liked him to. He did show flashes, though. They've just got so many options there. It wasn't worth paying a veteran a lot of money. But, you know, Jones is going to have to decide, you know, does he need to get, you know, however much he's going to get, like $25 million a season or $35 million a season, win 3 rings and then go and earn your money. Like, I would say stay with Mahomes for a couple of years and just suck it up, mate. I don't know if he'd like that feedback, but that's what I'd tell him.
Is that advice you give to a lot of young men?
Well, I don't really speak to that many young men. John?
Going back to Green Bay, they've signed Christian Kirksey, a linebacker. Who is famous on Madden for only appearing as 1'2". So he was the first foot tall player.
Awesome. But I mean,
he's a good, good linebacker.
He's a good linebacker. I'm not sure
helps their defense.
I'm not sure. I've not been impressed by anything the Packers have done yet. That's what I would say.
No, they haven't done very much. That's why.
That's what I mean.
But neither of the teams around them really. So
Like we said, the Bears are only getting worse. Here's one: Malcolm Jenkins signing for the Saints. What do we think about that addition?
So old.
If it had been 2 years ago, I'd have been really impressed. All Malcolm Jenkins has done in the last 2 years is been injured and moaned.
Well, I would say it's going to be quite interesting to see how this Saints team develops over the next couple of years, because they do tend to try and mix real veterans with trying to find someone half decent in the draft, because there's been a lot of veterans go into the Saints, hasn't there, in the last, you know, 2-3 years to try and get them over the edge, the experience, you know, the know-how, the experience of the playoffs. Not quite getting them there, is it? You know, so it'd be interesting to see what happens with the Saints. Once Breeze is gone, I think, you know, they could have quite a severe drop-off.
Well, they put the first-round tender on Taysom Hill, haven't they? So they obviously believe in him if they've let Teddy go and they've put the tender on Taysom Hill, but it's going to be a drop.
Huge.
Jim? No. Stop looking at Pornhub. No, don't worry.
Right, here's a thing that I've just seen. The Giants are pursuing Jadeveon Clowney.
Yay.
About time.
I mean,
sign him. They need to sign him.
Yeah. We tagged as well.
Leonard Williams.
Leonard Williams.
That's a lot of money to pay Leonard Williams.
It is. But as we traded for him only six months ago.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
But yeah, I just worry institutionally about the Giants still. I think we're going to be in this position next year going, well, Clowney has come in, and between him and Williams, they've got 4.5 sacks. And yeah, it's but we'll see. We'll see. I'd love to see Clowney, but
what do we make of the fact that the Jets are set to lose Robbie Anderson in free agency? Done nothing else.
Jim's already laughing at me because he knows that I'm just going to kick off about this.
Because he can't catch.
He can't catch. He can just run. Like, if he was any good, you would go, oh, well, I'll throw at those dreadlocks rather than Larry Fitzgerald and DeAndre Hopkins. But he's terrible. He's got stupid dreadlocks, blonde ones. You know, they don't even look very good.
He can't catch and he's got stupid dreadlocks.
Yes, he's got the blonde
ones.
You
don't get that anywhere else.
They look ridiculous. This is quality reporting, this is. But he cannot catch the ball. I'm sorry. I know he stretches defences and I know he's quick. Apart from that, he has absolutely nothing. He is useless. I'm sorry. Send him to the Dolphins.
If he was good, I'm sure the Jets would have paid him. Because
they've got no one else.
Yeah. If he can get 10, 15 million pounds, dollars a year.
He's such a bust on fantasy as well. He just, you know, he flatters to deceive. He pisses you right off. You bring him in, he does something for a week. You put some faith in him for a couple more weeks and he just screws you over. I don't even want to talk about it.
Speaking of players who screwed the Jets over, they've released Tremaine Johnson.
Yeah.
After 2 years, it's costing them $12 million in dead money.
Oh, I mean, what an absolute bust.
6 years at the Rams, he was brilliant.
Yeah.
2 years at the Jets, dreadful. It's one of the worst free agency signings in the last 10 years.
Absolutely awful. When he signed, I was like, this is great. Oh, the Jets might be going past the dog shit Jet days. And he's actually been worse.
Gary's pointing at me again. I'm just going to leave it in a bit of silence.
Wonderful. It's working really well, this.
Yeah, I know. Listen, let's stay with the Jets here, because one of the things they did need to do was improve the offensive line, because Sam Darnold was absolutely getting destroyed last year. Yeah, they have done that. They, you know, I expected them to sign Jack Conklin, the tackle from Tennessee. They didn't do that. They did get George Fant, he's a tackle. They got Alex Lewis as a guard and Colin McGovern as a centre. These aren't stellar signings, but at least it gives them a bit of depth on the offensive line.
Everyone and then,
speaking of Jack Conklin, the other team, well, a lot of teams, like we said earlier, need a lot of help on the offensive line. The Cleveland Browns have made some pretty decent moves again. Now, I don't want to hype Cleveland again because I did it a lot last year and we all know what happened there. But They needed to improve their offensive line. They got Jack Conklin, who's probably the best defensive tackle in free agency. And then Austin Hooper as well, tight ends. They've got two good tight ends in Austin Hooper and David Njoku. So, again, I think there's probably going to be another little bit of hype about Cleveland.
I think if you took Cleveland's players and put them in a different uniform in a different town, they would be okay. But in Cleveland, it's just with poor leadership, poor franchise, they got the wrong head coach. I think they're just going to fuck it up. Basically, I've thought about it a lot, and I just think that's what's going to happen.
I said it end of last year, and I'm going to say it again. No one there has experience of winning. They've all got experience of being crap. Conklin, at least, has come in from a playoff team, so he may be a difference maker there. But
he might regret leaving the Titans.
Or he may exactly regret. But I'm not getting on the hype bus because I got involved last year and I've got burnt.
Okay, here's a team that we never want to talk about, but we're going to. The Washington Redskins. They're terrible, right?
Yeah.
They don't have any direction, right?
Yeah.
So
they don't have any money because they don't have a trademark anymore.
No, there is also that. So they drafted Dwayne Haskins, who looked...
all right.
Okay.
Inconsistent.
Inconsistent as a rookie, as you would, which is fine. They're now being linked with every quarterback going.
Well, they did have him able to learn the playbook.
It does seem that he's unable to learn the playbook. Cam Newton is being linked with the Redskins.
Good.
They're also being linked with picking any one of the players in the draft. If we got ourselves another Rosen situation, where he is going to be out of there after the draft.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I seriously think this could be happening again.
Well, yeah, they could take Tua.
Yeah?
Jim? You're nodding. You're not really saying anything, mate.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think it's the same situation as we saw in Arizona last year, where a new head coach has come in. He's going to want to play his own way. And, you know, if Tua Tagovailoa is there, they've got to have a look for him. They've got to do due diligence and make a decision.
Well, his MRI's come back clean, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah, he appears like he's going to be...
The injury, they've checked the injury. The injury's come back clean.
No, it's not just that injury, though. He's had ankle injuries before. So I think, you know, when you come into the NFL from college, you've had an injury-ridden career in college. You tend to be injured in the NFL as well. So I think the second pick in the draft is going to be Rich for Tua.
The only good thing the Redskins have done so far is they've placed the franchise tag on Brandon Scherff, the guard, which I think is excellent news for whoever is playing on that line, because they're going to lose Trent Williams. He's going. But I'm surprised they haven't stepped in for him yet. Because like I say, O-line players, everybody needs them. And he hasn't been moved yet. Is this a concern? Is this just lowballing the Redskins? What's the game here?
Well, yeah, it's lowballing the Redskins because they saw how much Laramie Tunsil went for last year, which we all agree that Bill O'Brien probably overpaid, or at least I do. And they're probably asking for a first-round pick for Trent Williams. And, yeah, he's a great player, but he's also the wrong side of 30. You're not getting a first-round pick for a player that old at tackle. I think if someone offered them a third, I think they'd probably take it now.
Wow.
I'd offer him a third right now. You can have one from the Niners.
Also, like, we're seeing some bang average offensive linemen getting huge contracts.
Are you talking about Eric Flowers? Eric Flowers to the Dolphins?
Yeah.
He got paid.
Yeah. And it's not just Eric Flowers. There's a load of bang average offensive linemen getting huge contracts. And right now, are people going to be scared about actually offering for a good one? Because he is going to get paid.
Like running backs. You think they're just being overvalued. Eric Flowers got $19.95 million guaranteed on a $30 million deal with the Dolphins. And he had six good games last year.
I want his agent. Because I think I could get a starting role in the NFL if Eric Flowers can.
With your short arms?
Makes me incredibly nimble.
You have a negative reach. It's not going to be a thing. Anybody got any else they think needs to be mentioned?
Greg Olsen left Panthers after a long time. So, gone to the Seahawks.
Well, speaking of tight ends that have moved on, Jason Witten.
Yeah,
came Vegas. Back, played a year for the Cowboys and has now moved to the Raiders. What's that all about?
Partying.
Well, he might want to... they might want him to tutor Waller, who is a much better tight end. But has a, he does have a history, doesn't he, Waller? Whereas anyone who heard Witten commentate will know he's the most boring man alive.
The other one, another Miami Dolphins one, Byron Jones, the cornerback, 5-year, $82 million contract. I think it's the richest contract for a cornerback. So,
I think actually he might be worth the money.
Yeah, he might be, but still a lot of money for someone who might be worth the money.
Couldn't they just kept Minka?
Yes.
What was that?
I mean, couldn't he have kept Minka?
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, exactly. Well, I don't think Minka wanted to be there.
They've spent a lot of cap space in the summer.
Yeah, the Dolphins started free agency with the most cap space. Eric Flowers, we talked about. Byron Jones. They also signed Emmanuel Ogba, Shaq Lawson, and Carl Van Noy. So they're really retooling on defense, like you said last week, Gary.
It's what they need to do. I mean, I think the Dolphins are going to be a dangerous team. Now that Brady has gone from the Pats, AFC East is there for the taking. Regardless of what Belichick does, this is three other teams' best opportunity to win a division in nearly 20 years.
I think the Bills have got a real chance.
I do as well, absolutely. Yeah. The Patriots, other than losing Brady, all they've done of any significance is they've re-signed Devin McCourty and Matthew Slater,
yep.
Which is two players I'm delighted are coming back, and they're trying to secure Jason McCourty as well, aren't they?
Yes.
But other than that, nothing. Where's this wide receiver that we keep thinking we're going to get? It still hasn't happened.
Tight end, exactly. Quarterback. I think you've got a few needs.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. So
it's lovely to say, but...
We've seen Gronk joins WWE on Friday.
He did, and then they postponed WrestleMania, didn't they?
No, WrestleMania's still happening. It's just going to an empty crowd.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Gronk joins the WWE on Monday.
Gronk's one of these like not Friday. Real people, isn't he? Like Hulk Hogan and people like that. It's just a bit...
He's a character.
Well, yeah, like annoying one.
Yeah.
We ought to say as well that Tannehill did get re-signed by the Titans.
Yes.
This hasn't come up.
$118 million. $60 million guaranteed. And
like, well done to him.
If I'm honest, I know he did okay last year with the help of God. You know, let's just add that, with the help of God.
Yeah. Derek Henry.
Why not? Very good, John. That's one of your best ones. But I'm not sure he's worth that much money.
He's not, but
if you look back at his entire career, that's a lot of money to pay someone after 1 year.
Absolutely.
I find that we've jumped on a bandwagon very quickly there.
Jim,
what do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a whole year's worth of production. It was half a year's worth of production. Yeah, he was good, but yeah, you're right, Gary. It's a lot of money.
If you're his agent, though, you strike while the iron's hot. You know, it's...
Absolutely.
He's never going to be as valuable as he is now. So
it's get
the deal.
You say to the team, look at what you had when he wasn't under centre.
Yeah.
You had Derek Henry, who was the best running back in the league last year, and you still couldn't win games.
But with that many quarterbacks out there, did you need to pay him that much?
Which of those free agent quarterbacks that you could realistically get were better options than Ryan Tannehill?
Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater.
No,
I don't agree with either of those. Not Jameis.
Jameis. No.
If they'd assigned Tom Brady for a year, yes. Philip Rivers, no.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, no. I don't think there were many...
Dreams.
I don't think there were many better options. Yeah, Breeze. If they'd have managed to prize Breeze away from the Saints or Brady had gone there from the Pats, I'd have taken either of those. And then it was Tannehill. It was the next best option available.
Yeah, I agree.
Another signing actually that happened to... couple of hours ago, Andrew Whitworth, the offensive tackle's re-signed with the Rams.
Yeah,
3-year contract. 3-year contract for a 38-year-old offensive tackle.
Wow.
Yeah, he's only going to play one of those years, I think.
Yeah, he's regressing as a player. So hopefully, for the Rams' sake, not for him. I hope they've restructured his deal because he's very expensive, and they don't have a lot of space.
Well, they won't do soon because everyone's leaving.
Well, so.
But they're still paying Goff like $40 million a year.
Have you seen on the free agency market? Apparently, the Patriots are sniffing around Eric Ebron.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, fucking hell. How do you cheer for Eric Ebron when he's on your team? It's all right when he's having a good season on someone else's team.
Did all right last year.
He's been at a two...
He wasn't the player that he was the year before, though, was he? He didn't get anywhere near those
That was
stats.
A career year.
Well, he's had his career year already.
And as well, like he's gone from having Andrew Luck...
He was injured for quite a while last year, wasn't he not?
No, no.
Was he not? He was out for a few games.
A couple of games, but he was going from Andrew Luck to Jacoby Brissett.
There is that.
And I'm not a Jacoby Brissett hater that there seems to be a lot of, but he's still not as good as Andrew Luck.
No, that's very true. Eli Apple, remember him and how great he was?
The cancer, as he was called.
The cancer, yeah, that's him. Has signed for the Raiders, having left New Orleans. He's only 24.
He had a good year. He had a good time at the New Orleans. Good very good.
As bad as he was at the Giants, he was good at the Saints. I think this is a good move for the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah,
is he still there,
Jim? I can't. Like, nobody can hear you nodding.
You were nodding as well.
Well, yeah, I know
he was nodding at you to speak, you belly. Where do you think Carlos Hyde lands now that he's been replaced by David Johnson for two games in Texas? Because Carlos Hyde just had a 1,000-yard season.
He could go to the Bills.
He could go to the Bills. That's a good shout. I like that. That'd be a good move. He had a really good year. Like, you can't. Doesn't matter how you dice it up.
He could also go to the Bucks.
Yes, if they can't get Melvin Gordon.
Well, the Bucks could also go after Kareem Hunt.
And let him go.
Second round tender, he's on.
Yeah.
They got him for like nothing. If they get a second round for him, that's great business. Yes, bring him in for like half a season, pay him for half a season, and get a second rounder for him.
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving you a second round pick for a wife beater.
Well, you might not, but I know a GM somewhere in Texas who's got two second round picks.
If I had a second round pick, I'm just saying. I've got a job needs doing. I might get John to edit that bit.
Oh, I'll make it louder.
Michael Bennett providing diminishing returns every year, but he's going to get signed somewhere. Where do we think he's going to end up? Like Gary Choke.
I don't care.
If Clowney doesn't re-sign for Seattle, he could end up back in Seattle if he can make peace with Carroll again.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I don't know. I get the feeling once a team's had him for a season, it's time for him to move on. That's how it feels with him. Do you not think?
He's a bit of a dick, to be fair.
And another guy who seems to move around a lot is Prince Amukamara, who I really rate as a player, but he's on the free agency market for the fifth time.
Just not quite good enough, I think. There's always someone slightly better.
Somebody's third corner, basically.
Yeah.
Basically, he's just not quite good enough. So they want him, but they can't quite fit him in, or they can't quite afford to pay him what he deserves, so he just gets moved on.
Yeah, I have to agree. He'll end up somewhere, because he always does. But, yeah. It's the downside of the salary cap, you know, you can't keep all these players, you know.
And there's Carl Nassib has ended up at the Raiders, has he not?
Yes,
he's gone back.
So. Yeah.
So,
okay, last couple from me then. Players, I wonder what's going to happen. Eric Reid has been cut. Where is Eric Reid going to land? Because he will be playing this year
on a basketball court with Colin Kaepernick.
No,
he's talking about, you know,
who needs an experienced safety is where this goes. Because lots of teams do.
Well, he should be in the league. He's a good player.
Imagine if he ends up on the Ravens or the Chargers, one of those.
As I say, yeah, the
Colts. They've got the cap space.
Yeah, they've got the cap space. I just think he's going to be on a fairly decent team. I get that feeling that that's where he's landing. He's getting a shot. And finally for me, a player that probably has seen his time go in the league, but Jordan Reed, the tight end.
No, concussion's too bad. He's not coming back.
All over?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always been a promising player because he's never been able to live up to it because he's always been concussed.
Concussed, injured. Yeah. He's talented, but always bad.
Jim?
I can see the Patriots taking a flyer on him.
Christ. I'm going to hear that a lot. I get the feeling that I'm going to hear that a lot.
Well, you know that Patriots need a tight end.
Yeah, but and imagine going from Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski to Mitchell Trubisky and Jordan Reed.
Yeah, I know, but I could see Belichick's the type of coach he'll give him a 1 year prove it deal, and he'll be bloody amazing, and he won't get concussed for the whole season. You can see, it's just what happens in the NFL.
He's running around in an enormous helmet, big foam helmet.
Is Flash Gordon going to turn up anywhere?
Probably.
Well, with the relaxing of the weed rules,
he should be all right.
Also.
Could he looked all right when he played a couple of games, didn't he?
Could we see Martavius Bryant back?
No, I think his relationship with the league is just far too contentious. It's a shame. He's a good player, but they're not just going to let him back in.
No, just...
He burnt his bridges too much. I really think that it's a shame. And that also, it's not like you've heard him asking to come back.
No, but...
And it's the same with Antonio Brown, before anybody asks. I don't think he's coming back.
No, it's not. He's coming back. He's going to the Buccaneers.
What, just because Brady wants him?
Apparently so.
He will last 3 games. It's just not going to work. Bruce Arians is a really good manager, but he will not put up with someone like that.
I just want to see it happen.
Well, that must be how it works then. I mean, Adam Schefter gets everything he wants. So if Jim wants something, it must be.
Jim wants something, Jim gets something. Number
is that
wide receiver.
Why you've got three kids?
Yeah, exactly. Number wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders, in link with the Cowboys.
Never ever joke about you having three kids.
Wide receivers. Or Emmanuel.
Yes, Emmanuel Sanders. Where's he going to land? Anybody?
Cowboys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's rumours he's talking to them, so I think that would be an amazing signing.
They've let
Cobb go.
Randall Cobb go, so yeah, you could fit in there, I suppose.
If you've got a Cowboys team, you've got Amari Cooper, Emmanuel Sanders, Michael Gallup, and Zeke Elliott, and then if Dak Prescott does come back to the Cowboys, if he doesn't hold out for a bigger deal, then they've got a proper chance of making playoffs and going deep in the playoffs as well.
The important thing as well is they don't have Gallup.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
That is very, very key indeed. I think you're going to find out just how good these players are without Jason Gallup. And silence. I like it.
Yeah, silence on a podcast.
This corona is difficult to contend with. We're either get Gary coughing in the background or utter silence. It's amazing.
I'm fine.
Good. Excellent. Well, that's good to know. Anybody else want to throw anything in before we wrap this up?
I think we've probably covered, you know, without going through every single one line by line, I think we've covered the general gist of what's gone on out there, what's still left out there to be finalised. I think we've...
Hang on, I've got one last one.
Go on.
New York Giants have signed Cody Core, the wide receiver, for 2 years.
Great.
I really didn't need to know that.
Who?
I don't know.
Christ, that's what you've thrown in. I deliberately didn't jump in with, I see Greg the Leg hasn't been re-signed by the Rams yet. And there's a kicker out
there. He's a kicker, isn't he? So wait and see.
I don't know. Didn't the Ravens just pay Sam Cock, the punter, a shed load of money to keep him for 2 more years? I think he was the best punter in the league last year, so they kept him. Special teams players are valuable. So,
yeah.
But I'm surprised they haven't re-signed Greg the Leg. He's been one of the top 3 or 4 kickers for several years.
Yeah, seven or 8 years probably. So,
well, as Paul isn't here, because he's self-isolating right now, he would not want this podcast to go out without mentioning 3 touchdowns in 1 game Swaim.
Who's also left the Jags.
He's also left the Jags after a year of very little.
And CJ Ham has been re-signed, Paul.
There you go.
Delighted he is. He's absolutely, he couldn't be more over the moon sitting there on his own right now. Oh, there's the cough, he's back again. Right, if that's it from everybody, we'll call a halt to proceedings just there. I'm delighted we've managed to get something recorded. Apologies again for any sound quality issues, but you know, with the self-isolation and everyone, you know, tragically panicking about what's going on, I think we've done well to get something together. So until next week's catastrophic zombie apocalypse podcast, that's all from us. Thank you and good night.
Good night.